Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. This is Alisa from Family First. I was contacted you because I was told for one of my coworkers that you were trying to contact me since Christmas Day.
You said way before Christmas, baby, to be totally honest, for over a month that I did talk to someone before, right before Christmas Day, about about my time. They had me on a, forgive me, I am really up to hype because I just ran out of the house, people getting wet, and now I'm in trouble, and the phone won't stop ringing. But just bear with me for a second so I can talk to you. Okay.
Okay, I remember that we spoke,
And you
and we
said you were going to
adjusted.
call me back, and I guess you got busy because it was near the holiday. Anyhow, if I could explain to you, it's always, I've been waiting all morning for this call, and as soon as I got in the car, now I'm getting the call because I got to go pick his clothes up from the cleaners, and that's what I'm in the process of doing right now. But anyhow, the problem is I do the same hours every day. Only thing I don't do is like, oh, well, the difference to be just on a holiday, which Thanksgiving they had made a mistake and they rectified that. However, when I got my pay stubs, I'm wondering why this fluctuating up and down, up and down. I really don't know what I'm supposed to get paid because when I look at my bank statement, it's different things all the way down. And that's kind of like nerve-wracking because I can't even base a bill based on what I think I'm supposed to be getting paid. That's one. The next thing is I've been trying to go into what they said was for me in order to get in, and it says the account is locked. And the account stays locked, even though they'll send a message and say, you can check your pay. When I go to do exactly what it says do, in fact, I have a 16-year-old that's computer savvy, you know, these younger generation, and you can't get in. It keeps saying the account is locked. So I'm never able to see ahead of time until I go to the bank and get paid. And when I go to the bank to get paid, the hours are not adding up, and I've never missed. Even if I clock in a little early because he'll call me for something, I clock out the same time clocking out. But I always clock in, I always clock out, and so that's where the problem is. I can't check to see what's going on if I can't get in, and I've been asking for assistance, and right now I can't get assistance to clock in now because I'm in the car.
Oh, okay, I understand. Yeah, I'm checking right now regarding the situation of the app of the pay stubs, and I'm going to ask to my supervisor right now. Okay, just hold on for a second. Hello, I just came back. Thank you for waiting on the line, and the account is already unlocked, so I don't know if you can see it right now, so we can confirm that it was done successfully.
I guess now I'm listening because I heard you, but I didn't hear you.
Also, you were mentioning something regarding the HHA application.
So you're giving me the information, that's what you're saying? Because I have a pen in my hand, if that's what you're saying.
Okay, in that case, just give me one second while I'll send information right now. Hello, I just sent you the information.
Yeah, you sent it. You said you sent it in to them?
Yeah.
Okay, so
Anything else I can help you with?
I'm not understanding what you're saying. You send it in so someone is going to get back with me or I'm going to be able to get in. Remember, I told you I was in the car going to the clinic. So I'm not straight. What are we doing? That's what I'm saying. You sent the information to the people that's supposed to get in touch with me. Is that what you're saying?
Or if you want, you can use the information. You can call me back in case you are not able to log into the application, okay?
Okay, could you give me that number so I can write it down while I'm still sitting here? Because I need to contact directly to somebody because right now I'm standing holding my bank statements that's showing you how it's being distributed in the days. 1 week is 732, 732, 728, and the next one is, you know, it's not right. So I need to know exactly when I'm supposed to be paid. So could you please give me your number, please?
Okay, the information regarding the app?
Yes.
Okay, username is F.
Say it, F as in Frank?
Yeah.
Okay.
2 7
Okay.
2 5 0
Okay, those are the ones we've been using. Okay, and after that, what we put next?
The password is your four last digits of your social security number.
Okay.
The company name is C1100.
C1100.
And the same link so you can go direct to the app.
Okay, so that's all I need is this right here, right?
Yeah.
All right, darling. And you say you're going to give me your number in case I can't get in. Could you please give me your phone number?
Yeah, my phone number is 267-551-7439.
And your name again, please?
Alisa.
Alisa?
Yeah.
A-L-Y-S-S-A. A-L-Y-S-S-A.
H-A?
A. Okay, thank you so much, Alisa.
Thanks to you.
Once I get back from the cleaners, I'll try to get in.
Okay.
Because I need them to fix this, because if not, I'm going to have to get another job. I don't want to have to go nowhere else, because I've gotten used to being here, and he's gotten used to me being here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand. If you need something else, you can call me back and let me know, okay?
All right, sweetheart. I appreciate you. Thank you, yeah.
Okay.
All right, have a wonderful day.
Same for you.
Bye. All right, bye-bye.